Welcome to the Relational Podcast with me, Leslie, and my colleague, Christine. This is where we explore workplace relationships and how restorative and relational practice enable compassionate leadership, civility and respect, giving everyone in our team the confidence to talk about difficulties, differences and safety. This is called The Coffee Pot, and it's a story that you tell us, Christine, in our workshops. It's a true story, and it's about an experience you had at work. I'll hand over to you.
We're starting with work because, let's face it, there are always conflicts at work. And what we've found talking to people in the workplace, sometimes it's not the huge things. It might not be about the salary or the big things in work, but sometimes it's the tiny things, and the tiny things lead to big things. And it's the small things at work that we find sometimes difficult to address, or we go quiet about it, and then it blows up later, and all the little things have come together in one great big explosion.
And quite often the small things are the easiest ones to dismiss in the present and to say, oh, well, we'll leave that, or that will go away. But quite often it doesn't go away.
So the more you practice restorative practices, the more you can't do that, because that little voice says, oh, no, you're chickening out here. You need to face this and do something. So many years ago when I was learning this, I walked into my office, open plan office, which I didn't like, and there's a little kitchen area at the back and a big sign says, wash your own pots, which nobody ever did. There are certain people who are a bit clean freaks who do all the washing up, and the others would just drop the cups and leave it. And there were these little irritations. So my manager at the time was one of the people who at the end of the day would wash some pots. And one day she must have lost it, because I came in one morning and I look at my desk, and it was in the days where you could leave quite a lot of papers out, and I was a bit messy. So I had a pile of papers on my desk, and on top of the pile of papers was a cafetiere, a dirty coffee ground covered cafetiere, lopsided, sitting on top of a pile of my papers. So I stopped, looked around, looked at the few people who had their heads down type, and said, excuse me, everybody, but who's left this pot on my desk? And somebody went, the boss's name, can't say it. So I said, well, why would she do that? And somebody grumbled that she was perhaps in a little bit of a bad mood about people not washing up. So I said, well, maybe I need to have a word with her, because I haven't had caffeine for 2 weeks. I'm off caffeine. It's not my coffee pot. I haven't left it there. That's out of order. Where is she? And I took a few breaths, because they said, oh, she's up in a management meeting upstairs. And I thought, well, should I talk? I can't wait 2 hours, because I know the length of those meetings. I'm not going to wait 2 hours. I can't actually focus on anything but this coffee pot right now, so I'm going to go up. And I marched out of the room and I went up the stairs, banged on the door. I'll call her Linda, because it's not Linda. Is Linda in, please? And somebody said, yes, we're just in a management meeting. Is it important? I said, yes, it's important. So Linda came to the door. I said, what on earth's the matter? What's the emergency? I said, it's the coffee pot on my desk. It's not my coffee pot. You blamed me and it's not my coffee pot. And she said, I was in a bad mood last night. I'm fed up with people not washing up. I'm sorry. I went, but I need you to know it's not my coffee pot, and it wasn't fair that you blame me. And she smiled. She said, absolutely. I'm really sorry. I was in a bad mood. I said, so I'm caffeine free. Just remember that. I'm not on the caffeine. It wasn't my pot. And we laughed. We both ended up then laughing. And she said, are we all right? And I said, yeah, we are all right. And I smiled, because I knew we were all right. Because I dared to go up and tell her that. And I got face to face, not an email. I got the message that, yeah, she realised she just had a bit of a wobble. And we were totally fine after that. If I hadn't done that, I'd have sat and ground my teeth together and slammed the coffee pot down and probably never washed it again, because I was so annoyed that I'd been blamed. So that's the story of the coffee pot.
I love that story, Christine, and I never ever tire of hearing you tell it. And when we're in a workshop and you tell it, I'm always watching everyone else's face as they get drawn into that story. It's a really important story. And I think what it addresses is how difficult many of us find it in our workplace to face somebody in a respectful way when something that seems really small maybe annoys us, frustrates us, angers us, gives us an emotional response that for either the short term or maybe the medium or long term is going to affect everything else that we do that day if we're working in the NHS. And we have an incident like that take place at the start of the day, it could affect the quality of our work for the rest of the day. So it's really important that we find ways and find the right ways to talk with people about these things.
Yeah, it's also important that we're around people where we can say, can we make it okay to say what we really think? Because we need to know it's safe. That's why we take that one breath and say, is this going to be okay? Do we know, do we all speak this language? Do we know, let's face it, we all get really angry about small things. Just go and sit in the traffic for a while in the morning. Like, we get really angry. So we need to be in a place where it's safe to say we're angry, sort it out, and come back to a place that's okay.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've learned something and that you feel brave enough to give it a go. See you next time.